The first character of next patch has been announced, Zombie Iron Man, and we've got the kit. We'll cover this and more in the UK's number one Marvel Strike Force podcast, the MSF Pod. Greetings, Commanders. Welcome to episode 89 of the UK's number one podcast on Marvel Strike Force, the MSF Pod. This podcast covers everything that's happening in the world of Marvel Strike Force, which is a mobile hero collector game available wherever you play mobile games. We are the lads from 4Play Gaming. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/4PlayUK. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and tell all of your Alliance mates about us if you enjoy this pod, and a massive thank you to you for your support. Introducing the crew today, we have the Kitman and resident expert in all things Marvel, Diggs. How you doing, mate?
Mate, you right?
I'm all good, and my name is Luke. Right, mate, first and foremost, did you get any good Red Stars upgrades, and what have you been working on team-wise?
Yeah, Joe, I can't complain about my Red Stars this week. I had one basic Red Star orb to open once the Spider-Man Noir increased percentage went in. Mm-hmm. I got in one star. I was just like, well, there you go. That's what I get for only having one. So I'll open a couple of Elite Fours, see how we get on. Opened one, got him a four star. I was like, that'll do me.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Hero.
I'll take that.
Love to hear it.
Yeah. And I've been hemorrhaging through money and resources this week. I'm still leveling up Gamma, trying to get all of them to 16.
Mm-hmm.
I've put a little bit into my Unlimited X-Men because the Path to Apocalypse Rogue event goes live in a few days, if I remember rightly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've leveled up Dormammu. He's now 85 and is one piece off gear tier 16. I just need those stupid pink gems. No, not the pink gems. Or the GN. I can't remember. Whichever one you can't farm. That's the one I need.
naturally, yeah.
Yeah. And I also leveled up Spiderweaver to 85 and gear tier 16.
Nice, mate. Nice. So all on that road to Apocalypse.
Exactly that.
So for me, pretty much exactly the same. So I've taken all of my Uncanny up to 16, and I took Scarlet Witch to 16. So last week I was like, I don't want to do it. And while I was leveling that other team, I was just like, let's just get this done. You know what I mean? So that's now two of the three horsemen teams all at gear tier 16. And I'm working on Gamma, but yeah, that's going to be a longer process, I think. But yeah, I tell you what, feels bad. Don't like it. Don't like doing it. Don't like leveling teams I don't want to.
To be fair, all those horsemen teams are wicked. I mean, the Gamma team is preposterous on war, that team. I love it.
Yeah, it's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely splattered a Dorm Hold, like 1.2 million Dorm Hold team with my, like, 800k Gamma. I was just like, this feels great. Just, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Red Hulk gets his ultimate off. It's game over.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, mate, I love it. Right, okay, so new month. So we've got Spider-Man 2099, the old event. How are you getting on with what's the event called? The heli carrier crash and Future Shock milestones.
To be honest, I couldn't be bothered to blitz. I was like, the heli carrier crash. So, oh yeah, earn points in blitz, but you get points for earning blitz credits, and you blitz as long as you get 10 credits. I'm like, nah, to hell with you. When to finish the event, you need 125,000 points, and I'm getting 10 for a blitz. You get a bid. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
No way. So I'm only on milestone. I'm nearly hit milestone 22 on the heli carrier crash.
Okay.
I finished the Spider Space Symbiotes blitz this morning. That was nice and quick.
Yeah.
One patient done.
you're kind of event that, isn't it?
Exactly that. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
And Future Shock on 2,000 points away from milestone 31. So,
oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah, man, he's doing well. Smashing it. All right. Yeah, so that's good. Love to hear it. I'm a lunatic. I've been blitzing a lot. I'm on milestone 26 for Helicarrier, and I'm only on milestone 32 for Future Shock. So, all of that blitzing doesn't really pay off.
That was kind of my feeling. Like, as I say, I did. Maybe three or four blitz rotations the first day, and then I've done barely anything since, like literally nothing. And I'm four milestones behind you. Like, that doesn't sound fair.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, as long as you can get that cape, mate, and helicarrier, which is we're 2 days away from, so you should be fine.
Hopefully, yeah, get most of the points in war, don't we? So that's where you get the big points.
Yeah. Okay. So Spiderweaver campaign, the campaign event finished like literally the day of our pod, didn't it, last week? So I think from memory you got it to 5, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I did, yeah.
Cool. Okay, nice. And we've got Spider-Man Noir's event coming as well. We'll cover that in the blog post in a minute. Okay, so just other stuff in relation to Marvel Strike Force. We got a in-game. We got 500 cores, 25 Loki shards, a gold orb, and like the training material as well. I promptly texted you and Adam at 10 o'clock, didn't I? I was like, they made a mistake, claim it quick before they take it away. turns out it was a thank you for playing MSF. So, yeah, nice and scopely. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's appreciated. All right. And the only other news I've got this week is a new set of tunes randomly dropped onto MSF.gg. I don't know if you saw the content creators talk about this. All right. I'm not going to go into them because they're not confirmed yet. And you can very quickly I don't want to be the content creators that are like, oh, this character's coming to the game, you know, like, I mean, I could throw any character name against the wall and at some point it will stick, so I don't want to get that reputation for, you know, for not reporting correctly. So let's just cover the stuff that we definitely know is coming on this week's blog post. This week's blog, October 14th, the weekly blog, Night of the Living Avenger, introducing Iron Man zombie mate. Do you want to go paragraph for paragraph?
Yeah, mate. So, commanders, beware. The dead will soon be walking among us, and not just walking. Hang on, I've got your face over half the text. Not just walking, they'll be dive bombing in a state-of-the-art Mark L armor and firing repulsor beams. Iron Man Zombie will be nibbling on the flesh in the battlefield near you soon, and he'll be part of the new two-person undying team with an updated Hela. This 1-2 punch will be monsters on Alliance War offense and capable of adding some of the top war defenses to the population of Hell. And for fans of the non-zombie Iron Man, he'll be getting a shiny new silver costume in our upcoming version 6.5 release, so be on the lookout. For now, let's satisfy our growing hunger.
So when Hank Pym journeyed to the Quantum Realm to save his wife, Janet, he found that she'd been infected with the Quantum Virus, which caused everyone who was infected to transform into a bloodthirsty zombie. After being infected himself, Hank returned to the earthy plane with Janet and spread the virus across the United States. Tony Stark, aka Iron Man, joined Captain America and other Avengers in San Francisco to stop the infestation. But the hordes of zombies quickly overwhelmed Iron Man and his team, infecting most of them and dooming the world to fall to the undead. Despite the damage the quantum virus does to a mind, zombies still retain knowledge and skills prior to their infection, meaning Iron Man can utilize his armor and combat skills while hunting for flesh to feed upon in battle.
Iron Man Zombie is a brawler and ironically has high health stats. He uses his zombie powers to mind control his enemies via his basic, special, and passive ability. His passive ability is of a special note because he mind controls an enemy who takes damage from bleed on their turn, regardless of who inflicted the bleed. Iron Man Zombie is injected with even more life on war offense as mind control enemies gain additional damage for their attacks. And when Iron Man Zombie has greater than 50% health, he and his allies can't be stunned and enemies can't gain death proof. Ridiculous.
So the traits for this new character is villain, global, bio, brawler, and undying. And do you want the passive first, mate?
Always.
Indeed. That's the ultimate. Brilliant. There we go.
passive undead upgrades. On spawn, gain defense up for 2 turns. When an enemy takes damage from bleed, mind control that character to attack the most injured enemy. The mind controlled character attacks for minus 30% damage. Gain 50% health. Non-summoned undying allies gain 50% max health. If Hela is an ally, 100% chance to revive with 50% of this character's max health. That doesn't say revive once as well. I wonder if you have to kill Hela first. Sounds like it.
That's how it reads to me.
Yeah. And then on war offense, the mind control character attacks for plus 30% damage instead. On spawn, if Hela is an ally, apply defense up for 2 turns to all non-summoned allies. If this character's health is greater to or equal to 50%, stun cannot be applied to this character or any ally. If this character's health is greater or equal to 50% enemies can't get death proof, and enemies with bleed take an additional 25% damage. That's a really good passive, that.
Mm.
It's going to be tricky to deal with, because you're going to have to sort of get him below 50%, then try and kill Heller, and then try and kill him. It's tricky.
Jumping between the two.
Yeah. So basic repulsive blast, attack primary target for 290% damage and apply 2 bleed. Mind control the primary target to attack the most injured enemy that does not have bleed. On war offense, the controlled character gains 50% damage for this attack. Fill the speed bar for all summoned undead Gregs by 30%. Characters killed by this attack cannot be revived, and this cannot be blocked. Good. Mm. And then special undead barrage. Energy cost 4/4. Attack the primary target for 450% damage and apply bleed for 2 turns. Disruptive for 2 turns and ability block for 2 turns. Wow. Mind control the primary target to attack the most injured ally that does not have bleed. The controlled enemy gains 50% damage for this attack. Fill the speed bar of all summoned Gregs by 30%. Fill speed bar for Heller by 10%. Gain 500% extra focus for this attack, and this attack cannot be blocked. Grunt. And then ultimate corrupted unibeam. Energy cost 5/7. Clear all barrier on all enemies and attack for 500% piercing, and this attack gains 100% crit chance against any enemy with bleed. Prolong the duration of all negative effects, excluding trauma and stun, on all enemies by 1. Apply defense down for 2 turns to all enemies. Fill the speed bar of all summoned Gregs by 30%. Characters killed by this attack cannot be revived. Gain 1500% extra focus for this attack. And on war offense, if Heller is an ally, clear all charge from the primary target and the enemy with the highest resistance. That is preposterous. It's ridiculous. So good. 500 piercing is massive.
Yeah. It's a big attack, isn't it?
Yeah. And that is going to melt through Heroes for Hire. It's clearing all charge from 2 targets. Love that.
Yeah. Okay. So then we get some updates to Heller. Her health is increased by a whopping 80%, her damage by just under 20%, her armor 50%, focus 62%, and resist 39%, which I'm happy about because I love Heller. She's been one of my favorite characters in this game from the minute we unlocked her.
Yeah. I feel bad for Loki.
Yeah, man.
He's getting the short straw. The heroes, Asgardians, have all had a rework. Heller's had a rework, and now he's just sat there by himself. He's like, ooh.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? Like, yeah.
They should build a Frost Giants team or something, put him in, or like a villain Asgardian team or something, put him in with like Malekith and the Frost Giant mate, whose name I can't remember.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Wicked.
They could do anything. I mean, like, yeah. So there's also some updates to a kit in regards to bits and pieces. Do you want to do passive first?
So what they've added to her passive now is that if Iron Man zombie is an ally, she gains stealth. On an undead Asgardian ally death, summon an undead Asgardian and gain 1 death proof up to a maximum of 3. So every time Greg dies, summon a new one and gain death proof now as well.
Mm-hmm.
On turn, gain 5% max health. Healed for 5% max health, plus 5% max health per non-summoned Asgardian or undying ally. So it just adds Iron Man to that.
Yeah.
When this character drops below 50% max health, if Iron Man zombie is an ally, summon an undead Asgardian ally and apply taunt to all undead Asgardian allies. This can only trigger once per match, thank God.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. Adding 50% max health to undead allies and on war offense. On war defense. On a non-summoned Asgardian ally's death, summon an undead Asgardian, gain 25% damage, and non-summoned Asgardian and undying allies gain 25% damage.
I mean, I don't think putting her on war defense is a good idea, considering symbiotes are still a thing.
No, you want to her on offense with the Iron Man zombie.
Yeah, and then is the obvious team to put with them the three spiders, the three latest spiders? Because
that's what it seems like, doesn't it? They've given us a three-person team and then a two-person team.
Yeah.
it seems to make sense. Like I say, I've still got my heart set on trying the new Spider team with Dormammu and then someone else who I haven't decided yet. But
okay,
we'll see.
Yeah, and then should we cover the rest? Or are you happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just adding Iron Man. To all the things, like he on a special, he comes in for the assists rather than just Greg and stuff like that. So it's nothing terribly exciting. It's mostly the stats that are improved.
Yeah, so what are your opinions on Iron Man Zombie coming to Marvel Strike Force?
I think his kit's really good, but I feel like they should have done a whole load of zombie stuff together rather than just randomly putting him with Hela. I mean, I kind of get the idea, but I think building an undead team of zombies would have been more fun.
Yeah.
Not release characters, but do the Guess Who thing or whatever on Halloween. Like, put the Guess Who thing up in the morning and in the evening of Halloween, show who they all are. And it's like five zombie characters, like Zombie Iron Man, Zombie Captain America, whoever. I reckon that would have been more fun.
Yeah. Did you watch that zombie What If in the end?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Okay. Vision feeding Scarlet Witch people.
Yeah. All right, okay.
You're not a fan?
So, it just feels lazy to me, mate. I'm like, there's so many other characters they could choose. I'm going in on them today. I'm not happy. There's so many other characters they could choose, right? What's next? Scream Mask Thanos? Like, Sexy Cat Suit Gamora? Like, I know I sound salty about this, and this is coming from the man that's literally shaking the hand of George A. Romero. You know what I mean? Like, I like zombies. I like all that stuff. But come on, man. Like, we still don't have Blade. We still don't have Professor X. We still don't have Nightcrawler, Angel, and that's just a few characters. You know what I mean? Like, and we get this. Like, what? This, like, come on, man. Come on, man. I get it. It's Halloween. I get it. But I don't know. And putting him in a two-person war sandwich just feels lazy to me, man. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I'm like, come on. Like, ooh, zombie Iron Man. Great. Ooh, how scary. Like, just do better. All right, Future Shock events. Do you want to cover this, mate?
Yeah, so Night of the Spider. Take a break from solving that pesky Rubik's Cube on October 17th and swing into the Night of the Spider event. Recruit the hardboiled Spider-Man Noir and put the squeeze on the big rewards, including Future Shock progress.
Okay, so the Night of the Spider milestone. So crack this big reward case by collecting points towards the 7-day milestone. So collect evidence items, see the clues in evidence section, battle in war, spend campaign energy, and within the Spider's Shadow, hardboiled and Trail of Webs milestone rewards. So score big rewards, including Spider-Man Noir shards, spliced spider jeans, futuristic spider mask, 4 Red Star Phantom X, unlimited X-Men shards, teal and orange mystic gear, and more. So collect evidence for 3,000 points, battle in war for 300 points, and spend campaign energy for 4 points. So, interesting.
I'm interested to see which unlimited X-Men it is, because I bet it's not Gambit shards.
Oh, yeah, let's have a look.
No, there is 10 Gambit shards. I'll take it all back.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, level 26 as well. That actually looks attainable rather than it being right at the bottom.
Yeah, okay. So,
I apologise. That'll take my Gambit to 4-star, I think, so I'll be happy with that.
Oh, wicked. 10 Sunfire, 10 Gambit. Nice. Okay. Happy days.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, do you want to cover these Spider Shadow milestones, mate?
Yep, so commanders level 60 and above earn points towards the 3-star milestone by winning Cosmic Crucible battles. Oh, God. Battling in the Crucible with unlimited X-Men. I'll take them to defense. You'll earn more points battling with unlimited X-Men at 5-star plus. Thanks. Stuff your pocket with these rewards. Crucible credits, teal raid orb fragments, Elite Four credits, and gear.
So Crucible battle win is 750 points. Battling Crucible with unlimited for 400. Battling Crucible with unlimited X-Men at 5 and 6 stars is plus 200. And I mean, if you've got them at 7 stars, good for you. 600 points.
Yeah, I mean, good for you.
Wow.
As I say, I mean, my rogue is 5-star, because we've just done her event, and I might get in a six with the points, but unlikely. Yeah. 7-5-4, Dazzler's 4, Phantom X is 4, Gambit's 3. Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, oh, mate.
How dare they?
I'm literally taking them off. Oh, I'm literally taking them off defense now.
Yeah, as I say, is this next week, this event?
Yeah, it's soon, isn't it? So I'll do it now because I keep forgetting about Cosmic Crucible. I need to set like alarms for it or something. But
I wish I could get about it because I keep getting hammered.
Right, there's some interesting stuff about this. Clues and evidence. Good. All right. Okay. So next up, we've got the hard boiled milestone. So following the Spider Shadows milestone, rack up points by winning Blitz battles. You'll earn more points using unlimited X-Men characters and even more when they are 5 stars. Hit milestones to reward Knight of the Spider milestone points, gold ore, fragments, leap, 4 credits, gear and more. So you get 60 points for a Blitz win. Blitz will unlimited for an extra additional 60 plus. Unlimited at 5 and 6 star, 90 points, and 180 points with unlimited if you've got them 7 stars. Good for you.
How dare you. How very dare you, Scopely.
Wow.
Scumbags.
All right. Do you want to cover this, mate? The Trail of Webs web milestone?
Yeah. So battling raids to hit daily web milestones that rewards Knights of the Spider milestone points, training orb fragments, and Legacy 3 orb fragments. And it looks like do one raid battle. That's it.
Oh, so 400 points. So, okay, that's cool. That's like your daily thing, anyway. So,
yeah,
training all fragments for doing stuff you normally do. Love to see it. All right, clues and evidence. This actually looks quite interesting from memory. Do you want to hit this?
Yeah. So, following in Spider-Man Noir's footsteps and put on the detective hat for a week. Each day, you'll receive a clue in your inbox as to where a new piece of evidence has been placed in the game. Collect each piece of evidence for a night of the Spider progress. Some of the evidence will only be available for a limited time, so check your inbox each day during the night of the Spider to maximise your rewards.
That's cool. Like, credit where credit's due. That's cool. Like, if we're going to have to do some, like, you know, looking around the game or whatever, then that's quite cool. I like that. And, yeah, I mean, maybe we could, I don't know, maybe we could cover that, like, every day or something. I don't know. Try and help people out. We'll do, like, a short or something on YouTube, maybe.
Sounds good.
But, I wonder if all figures are going to... Oh, like, the mystery is going to be... It's going to be in the, you know, in the store.
Yeah, it's going to be in the store for 99p.
Yeah, that's it. That's fine. We're going to crack the case every day. Crack our wallets. Was that you cracking your wallet?
Yeah. And then we've got another run of coordinated assault. So gear up for your next ISO 8 Alliance mission, which arrives on October 19th with the Coordinated Assault. Spend ISO 8 campaign energy to earn points towards a 7-day Alliance milestone that rewards T2 level 1 irons, T1 irons, and spliced spider genes for progress in the future shock.
Now, we, our Alliance literally just missed out, didn't we, on the last one? We literally missed out on milestone 20 by like 3,000 points. But happy days. I'm fine to do that. Like, you know, if you've got a good Alliance, then, you know, I'm fine with this, even though they do seem to like raising the bar, but never mind. Okay, so next up we've got Web of Shadows. So crawl your way to Blitz on October 21st for the Web of Shadows Quick Rumble, which features Shadowland. Along with Quick Rumble rewards, Web of Shadows will reward spliced spider genes, purple gear credits, orange and teal raid orb fragments, and armory 15 and 16 orbs. Fragments. Work your way through the milestones quicker by winning with characters who possess the Shadowland trait at 3 stars, 5 stars, and go even faster with those characters at 7 stars for 6,700 points. So another cheeky Shadowland blitz, like similar to what we're doing now for symbiotes.
Good idea. I've got three of them. Two of them at 7, the other 3 are at 6. So
beautiful. We love to hear that. And I know you're excited about this, mate. So lead the way.
So the Famine Saga, the journey to confront Apocalypse enters the second stage on October 18th with the premiere of the Famine Saga. Available permanently within the Epic Campaign section, the Famine Saga is where you'll lead Rogue and her 4 unlimited X-Men teammates, Gambit, Dazzler, Phantom X, and Sunfire, through missions to reap powerful rewards from Apocalypse that will transform Rogue into his Horseman of Famine. The rewards are Awakened Ability Materials, Rogue's Famine Costume, T2 Level 5 ISO 8 Irons, and Crystals. The Famine Saga will have three difficulties, each with five nodes, and to unlock the next difficulty, you'll need to complete all the missions of the previous difficulties at 3 stars. Here are the gear tier requirements for each difficulty.
This should be the same, I imagine, as Rogue, right?
Yeah, so difficulty 1 is gear tier 13, 2 is gear tier 15, and difficulty 3 requires gear tier 17.
Okay. And here are the rewards up for grabs with each difficulty. So difficulty 1, orange ability materials, gold, and mega orbs. Difficulty 2 is Rogue Awakened ability materials, T4 ability materials, and gold. Training materials and armory 16 orbs. And difficulty 3 is Rogue's Famine costume, which looks quality. T2 level 5 ISO protector crystals, enough for Rogue. And T2 ions, L4 and L5, needed to raise Rogue to class level 5 from class level 3. You'll also earn enough T2 level 5 ISO crystals, enough for Rogue. T2 ions, L1, L4, L5 needed to raise Rogue and one other character to class level 5.
As a reminder, to unlock Apocalypse, you'll first need to complete difficulty 2 plus of all 4 Horseman sagas and then complete the Apocalypse event at difficulty 2.
In order to fully promote Apocalypse, the full transformation of the 4 Horsemen must be complete. This will only be achieved once you have completed difficulty 3 of the Horseman sagas, which rewards the new costumes for each of them.
Love that. I'm guessing he's going to be like empowered or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, fully promote Apocalypse. You can get a baby Apocalypse, can't you? If you get everyone to gear tier 16.
Yeah, I bet baby Apocalypse is still going to be pretty hench, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Okay, and then good news here as well. Do you want to cover this, mate?
Yeah, so the new Milestone 3 Orb. We'll soon be updating the recurring milestones with the new Milestone 3 Orb. When recurring milestones begin after October 19th, the Milestone 3 Orb will replace the current Milestone 2 Orb and will include updated rewards. When the Orb goes live on October 19th, Kestrel and Deathpool will be the Milestone 3 Orb featured characters. Yes, they're both a 7-star, with hard drop rates and the other characters within the Orb. The side pillars will reward orange and purple gear, same quantities as the Milestone 2 Orb, but drop rates will be higher. Make sure you open all of your remaining Milestone 2 Orbs as soon as possible, as they'll permanently be removed from the store in early November.
I've got 100 of those. Need to get to work opening them.
Yep.
Okay, and then character availability. So grab shards for three powerful heroes with the upcoming updates to character availability. On October 18th at 5, Brawn is going into the basic, Ultimus, Mega and Premium Orb and the Supply Store. To make way for this update, Longshot will be leaving the Mega Orb. Bad news for newer players. On October 19th at 5, Icarus and Cersei will be replacing Kestrel and Deathpool as premium orb exclusives. And as a reminder, Kestrel and Deathpool will be featured characters in the new Milestone 3 orb. Also, Cersei will have additional availability in a separate area of the game a few weeks later. So, Icarus and Cersei going into premium orb, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. It's the exclusive that I'm not massively happy about.
The exclusive?
Yeah, if they're going into the premium or as a premium orb exclusive. So does that mean they're not going to be available anywhere else? Although they're saying Cersei will be somewhere else in a few weeks. So
yeah, I mean, I imagine they'll still be available in like mega orbs and all of that. But yeah. Okay. So next up, we've got the weekly events. So today we've got Chaos Theory, which is silver and gold promotion credits. Required characters are Wakandans.
Yeah, and then we've got the Devil Pact Blitz on October 17th, where you can get yourself some Nick Cage shards.
Nice. And then the quick rumble for this week coming is Shadowlands. So that rewards Blitz Orbs, Gold Legacy Orbs, Basic Atlas Parts, and Health Raid Packs. Boom. And that's the week, mate.
Isn't it?
Pretty cool. So, how are you feeling about this week?
I'm really not that mad about it. I know you're not happy about Iron Man Zombie, but it could be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fun. I'm going to 3-star and chill him. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go crazy going like pulling him for red stars and stuff. To be honest, I'll probably 3-star and shelf him.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Just any other character but him. You know what I mean? Like we've already got an Iron Man. I don't need another one. And From what I've seen, like I say, it's all speculation, but there's another character which I'm not impressed with either, but I'm sure we'll cover that at some point soon.
Good stuff.
But yeah, what can you do? Right. Okay. So Cosmic Crucible, how was your week this week?
Yeah, no, good. Two losses, one win for me this week. It was a bit of a pasting, to be honest.
Okay. Hate to hear it. I think I lost both mine actually. But yeah, I think what can you do? Okay. And Avengers Tower, how did you get on finishing up with that?
Yeah, good. I think I got to the highest floor I got to was 73, I think. 72, 73, somewhere around there. So yeah, I did all right. Got a few of those Avengers orbs. Avengers Tower orbs, whatever they're called.
Okay. Were they like character orbs or something?
There was character shards in them, right?
Where were they? So either I didn't place high enough or I haven't got them.
They're still in the orb section.
Weird.
Let's have a little look. Yeah, so you got Valkyrie, Gamora, Lady Thor, whose name I can't remember, Madeline Pryor, Moondragon, Nebula, and Phyla Vell. So maybe you opened them and just got the Infinity Watch characters that are definitely seven star for you and just didn't even care about it.
It's weird. I literally don't have the orb. Is it in the main store?
Yeah. The main, and then orbs, and then mines just after the there's famine orb, pestilence orb, then the tower orb.
Famine, pestilence, tower. Oh yeah, I do, but I don't have any orbs. Maybe I opened them. Maybe I must have opened them.
I bet you opened them and just got garbage, which is exactly what happens to me. I think I got Valkyrie. I think I got a couple of Valkyrie shards, and then the rest was just Infinity Watch mania.
Right, okay. Yeah, in which case it's probably forgettable. That's probably why. Yeah. Okay, mate. Nice one. Right, okay. So, fingers crossed for another big reveal next week. And yeah, so, all right, guys, please remember to rate and review this podcast however you consume it. And don't forget to follow or subscribe. Remember, all roads lead to youtube.com/4playUK. If you want to ask us a question for next week or lambaste me for moaning about Iron Man, drop it down in the YouTube comments. There's a link in the description if you're listening on a podcast service. Thanks a lot for checking us out, and we will catch you next week. Diggs, got anything else you want to say?
No, mate. See you next week.
Nice one. Thanks a lot, and good luck, Commanders. Boom.